Good morning. This recording provides a guide for mindfulness meditation for teachers. If you're a teacher, this recording is intended to be useful in getting your day off to a good start. Let's begin by following the breath. By following the breath, you can use a gatha or brief recitation to help you along. With the in-breath, you can try breathing in, I calm my body. Let's try that. With the out-breath, you can try breathing out, I quiet my mind. Let's try that. Breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I quiet my mind. Calm, quiet. Calm, quiet. Calm, quiet. Practice the gatha for a while on your own now. As you follow along with the gatha, observe the quality of your experience. Calm, quiet. You may observe that the mind has a tendency to wander off into projects, tasks, and worries. It seems to be of the nature of mind to wander off. It seems to be of the nature of mind to perseverate. When this happens, make a mental note of where your mind has wandered off to, and then see if you can gently return to the breath. Breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I quiet my mind. Calm, quiet. Calm, quiet. Your breath can be a metaphor for all of the little gifts of life we can so easily take for granted. Your breath, water, shelter, friends, family, are gifts we can overlook in our quest for things that always seem to be just outside of our reach. By practicing mindfulness meditation, we can return back to these simple things. Calm, quiet. We can take the breath for granted. We can take other people for granted. We can take our students for granted. We can view other people and our students as obstacles to our happiness. We can also view other people and our students as worthy of our full and undivided attention. We can imagine that there is no greater gift we can give to our students than our full and undivided attention. Let's turn our attention now to our students. Choose one student who is usually on the periphery of your awareness, and let your reflections settle on that student. What is the nature of your students' experience in your class? Return now to your breath. Calm, quiet, calm, quiet. Henry David Thoreau wrote in Walden that to affect the quality of the day, that is the highest of arts. To affect the quality of the day, that is the highest of arts. As you prepare to move into your day now, you're invited to take with you an inner experience of calming your body and quieting your mind. You are invited to affect the quality of your student's day and to affect the quality of your own day now. Breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I quiet my mind.